Kwa kwezi fuyo, silo tiba nge lapa, uhlelo lwethu lalama.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, March 26th, 2022. This is a special live talk show. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And today on this special program, we are going to talk about today's by-elections.
Yes, Blessings. 28 parliamentary by-elections as well as 122 council posts up for grabs today in various parts of the country. We will be hearing from the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, different stakeholders, political parties that participated in today's by-elections. And of course, there are political parties like the Citizens Coalition for Change who are making serious allegations against the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. They are alleging irregularities, but we will be hearing from Zach on that.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi, tuta kuti tinge tichi yende ramberi tichi taura nezwe sarudzo zema by elections. Itwa nasi, tangatine 122 zana ni makumi maviri ni maviri ema kanzura. Kuchiti makumi maviri ni maseri kana kuti 28 mudare paramende. Sarudzo izaka waya sei, ntunga tunozewa kuti vamwe vakadzingwa zvikuru vanga vari ku MDC Alliance vachinzi vari kudyidza naivo na Nelson Chamisa pavanga vachiri kutungamirira MDC Alliance vasati vaomba bato ravo rinonzi iro CCC Citizens Coalition for Change vamwe vakafa kuzanu PF kwakadzingwa mumwe vakila zivu vachinziwo vaita Musarinya. Saka ndokumwe wokuri kuitwa futi mabai elections. Saka vamwe wakafa nekudaro sarudzo dzaifana kuti dziitwe kwapera mazuva makumi mapfumbamwe kana kuti 90 days. Asi nekuda kwechirwere cheCOVID-19 zvinenge zvakakona ng'anga murapwa achida. Nekudaro sarudzo dzaakuzoitwa iko zvino ndodzaitwa nhasi dzinotungamira.
Yebo Blessing, kunjalo leingaba lichona njani emakhaya siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe-live talk. Lamhlanje siphezu kodaba lwama-by-elections asefikile phela. Lizakhumbula ukubana inyanga yonke le from the beginning besililethela lolu hlelo olwe-live talk. Ngempela sonto, Saturdays, Sundays kungama-special editions ukuze sihlaziye udaba lokhetho sikhuluma ngamalungiselelo. Lamhlanje ke kumhlawelanga sokuvotiwe ke endaweni ezitshiyeneyo zelizwe bekulokhetho esingathi endaweni ezingu-28 amaposta lapho akwaxotshwa khona amalunga edalele ephalamende angamashumi iposta amathathu. 28 exotshiswa i-MDCT kaMonzora Lomakhupe, bexotshisa abebandla likaChamisa, abanye babhubha kumakhansila khona bekulezi hlalo ezingu-128 ebezincintiswa lamhlanje. Sikhuluma nje bekuthiwa ukhetho belusavuliwe kwezinye indawo ngoba ukuvota kuphuzile kulezo ndawo ngezizathu thize. Sibazile abamabandla aphikisayo ikakhulu abebandla le-CCC. Abebandla likaChamisa besola iZEC vesithi kayiluqhubi kuhle lolukhetho ungani ithatha uhlangothi lwezanu PF izama ukuqilibezela incedisa izanu PF. Kodwa silabo abeZEC lamhlanje kuhlelo bayakulandula lokho. Sizaxoxa njalo la bamabandla aphikisayo. Sifuna ukuzwa lani ukuthi lithini njengabalandeli, njengabasekeli bamabandla aphikisayo, njengabantu abavotileyo lamhlanje. Hambani kumakhasi ethu awe Facebook ku VOA Shona la ku VOA Ndebele kanye la ku VOA Studio 7 lifake imniningwana yenu khona apho nxa lifuna silifonele then singathola inombolo zenu sizalifonela khona pa ku Studio 7 sizokuthi livote njani blessing
Onguka hama wadiwa tinoku chingamizai ne mufaro. Tukukuruzirai kuti munge mchinyura namba zenyu pa VOA, Shona VOA Ndebele ne VOA Zimbabwe. Mkaenda pa Facebook page pedu. Tukukuna wa mwarungo ti Moresa Ntunga. Atutuza kumoresu kwa tutuza kuzi mutitumire namba. So that mo taura fungwa zenyu. Ne uti chirongwa ndeche inyi imi vatereri. We are encouraging of course all those with access to Facebook to send us your numbers, your contact details, so that we can call you and you can share your thoughts with everyone in Zimbabwe and those who are in the diaspora. Thank you so much. Bongani Mbuli, he has sent his number. Thank you so much. We will be calling you. Of course, Facebook, tunamkoma Obet Maduweko Helena, varuti okay vane okay varungo kurudziro vamwe handiti kuti vange vachi tumira varuti vari kuona wechirongo asi tikuda namba mukoma Obet wenyasha maoko ari kuti keep up the good work Adala we Gonyet ari kuti ndapinda Ronald Arguti hello vana ve Zimbabwe bongani mbuli asizwi sishona ndosakataura nantunga
ali yebo kunjalo blessing kunjalo
bayakhuluma
ba bayakhuluma abalandeli ke sizwe ukhulume lo Sithabile Dewa ungamintroducer sizo
of course we spoke to the Women Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence director Sithabile Dewa she is one of the persons who was observing today's by elections. We spoke to her a few minutes ago. Let's hear what she had to say about the process.
Yes, as Walter, we were monitoring in all the 16 constituencies across the country where women are contesting as candidates across the political parties. What we have noted since morning is there was a higher number of women who turned up to vote. And one of the concerning things that we noted was there were people from ZEC who were outside most of the polling stations recording names and contact details of everyone who was coming to vote. When we inquired with them as to why they were taking people's details, they indicated that they needed the information for COVID-19 contact tracing, yet they have the details of everyone who would have registered at any polling station.
And was that not delaying people even more?
It was actually delaying people. Currently, I'm in Midlands province. We have our community members, our WAUPE members who are stationed in various polling stations who are also observing the process. They've also noticed that some of the women who had come to vote were kind of like skeptical and scared to have their names taken down. And we recorded cases in rural areas in Mutasa, also in Gokwe, where traditional leaders were recording names of people who would have voted, and where some in some areas they were mobilizing people to go and vote in groups, highlighting to them that they would know who they would have voted for. So those intimidatory tactics should be condemned and make sure that in future elections such things will not happen.
And lastly, you were able to observe the elections freely?
Yes, we had no problems. The officials allowed us to check all the information that we wanted. On that, we are pleased we didn't record any incident of our team being refused to observe.
The director of Women Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence, WAUPE, Sithabile Dewa, she raised the concern there in Tunga that there were some people who were outside the polling stations who were recording people's addresses. But of course, as you know, Studio 7, We don't take any sides.
You know, tematis na kwatagarere ke.
Aha. So we did reach Jasper Mangwana, who is the spokesperson for the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Let's hear what he had to say in response to some of those concerns.
Okay, the polling started at 7 o'clock in the morning. Everything went was going on very well. All our stations were, the polling stations, 1,990 opened up at 7 o'clock. Those who did not manage to open at 7 will close later than 7 o'clock to ensure that they cover for the time that's required by the law, 12 hours of polling. However, we've got some areas where there's been some heavy rains. Most likely the voter turnout would be affected. Areas like in Midlands, Bulawayo Metropolitan, Matabeleland North, as well as Mashonaland East. Otherwise, everything is moving fine with our people voting in there and encouraging the voters to observe COVID-19 regulations. However, we only have also some cases where people are actually taking pictures of, you know, ballot paper that has been used, that has been voted on, which is against the law. So we've been educating our people to ensure that they don't compromise that. I think generally this is what I'm saying. And for now, we're expecting some sessions to be closing so that they will start the counting.
When do we expect the full results?
It will depend. I think I can't give you any exact time because, remember, polling closes at 7 for those that attend at 7, and if those attend later, maybe 30 minutes later, it also closes 30 minutes after 7. I think the commission will be sending notifications for all areas where polling has been completed and has been done and results declared.
Have you received any complaints from those who are participating in the elections?
Not as such. Maybe they might be complaining to our presiding officers or our large elections officers, but from our constituents, I don't think, from our head office, I don't think there's anything that is worth referring to. I think they've been resorted to this respective level.
And Mr. Mangwana, some observers were saying they were a bit concerned by the fact that there were some ZEC officials outside polling stations who were asking people about their addresses, saying that this might actually intimidate others.
Not really. I think it's just an issue to do with voter education. Those are living voting in the times of COVID, and this is the collaboration between the Commission and the Ministry of Health. This information only needs political purposes with the Ministry of Health for contact tracing in the event that there's been a COVID case. For instance, I told you that one of our data capturers in Matabeleland North tested positive and is not feeling well. So that would be a case that would then inform us when the Ministry of Health will try to look at that. Remember, all election material becomes a residue and it's sealed after the election. So we can't, it cannot be used for public health issues. That's the reason why the Ministry of Health wanted this separate issue done. There's nothing really, people must not fear because it's meant for their public health.
That, of course, there is Mr. Jasper Mangwana, the spokesperson for the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC. Tatanga kutaura ntunga na mzware Stabile Dewa, the Sanganore Women Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence, vachiti ivo vakwanisa kuongorora sarudzo zvakanaka, asi panga paine chichemo chekuti vamwe vanga vachichema chema kuti panze pange paine vanhu vanga vachinyora mazita avo uye maadress avo zvavanga vachiti zvinenge zvanga zvichiita kuti vatye, asi vataurawo ivo kuti vari kufara kuti madzimai akawanda aenda kunovhota pane zvavanga vachiobserva. Vachipindura vaJasper Mangwana veZEC vataura ivo kuti aiwa, vanhu vanga vachinyora mazita panze vaivaya vanga vachiitira kuti kana pazoita chirwere checovid-19 vatotaura kuti kumatebeland kune mumwe mushandi wavo abatwa nechirwere checovid-19, nekudaro vanenge vachida kuzoita contact tracing yakuti munhu uyanga ari padhuze nani. Tavabvunza kuti aiwazve, ko vanhu vari kutika pavoters row zvese izvozvo panenge paine zita remunhu, panenge paine adresi yake? Vakati aiwa, panopedza vanhu kuvhota zvese izvozvo zvinovharirwa mubhokisi. Saka hazvikwanise kuti zvizoendeswe kubazi rezveutano reministry of health kuti vachitange kuita contact tracing yacho. Ndiwo chikonzero chavari kupa, asi vese vari kuti sarudzo dzafamba zvakanaka, hapana matambudziko avati vanzwa kusvika pari zvino. Nekudaro kune dzimwe nzvimbo tiri kutarisira kuti kuverengwa kwemavhoti kunenge kwatotanga, asi vari kutiwo kune dzimwe nzvimbo zvinhu zvinenge zvanonoka kutanga nezvikonzero zvakasiyana siyana kusanganisirawo mvura kune kumwe kuri kunzi kwanga kuchinaya. Nekudaro mapolling stations acho anonoka kuvharwa. Ntungamiri.
Yevo, blessing kunjalo. Sizve lapo Jasper Mangwana Isikhulumeli seZimbabwe Electoral Commission elandula ukuthi i-commission yakhe kayiqhubi kuhle umsebenzi. Ngoba ekuqaliseni lizakhumbula sikhulumelo Sthabile Dewa wenhlanganiso yabo mama othena bebe ikhangela indlela ukhetho oluqhutshwa ngayo babona ukuthi kwezinye indawo bekulabantu ababhala abantu abavotayo phandle okuyinto abathi hayi bayayisola kodwa uJasper Mangwane uthi hayi lokho bebesenzela ukuthi kungaba le COVID babekwazi ukuthi abantu bayabalandela njani. And now, Blessing, we have our first guest live. That's Mr. Job Scala, Honorable Job Scala, of the Citizens Coalition for Change. And before we go to him, there is breaking news filtering in from his party, the Citizens Coalition for Change, on Twitter. And they are saying, on a said note, John Namburo, a ZANU-PF member intentionally hit one of our members, a Shelton Zangaro, with his car, and he died on the spot. Namburo is a well-known thug in Mashonaland Central. Our member was hit after he had cast his vote at Chawona Ward 21, Mazowe North. A report has been made to the nearest police station by our members on the ground. That's a sad news day. Is in the Vice Velago Citizens Coalition for Change. But kulomuntu we ZANU-PF, bamuthi uJohn Namburo. Bathi uchayise ilunga labo uShelton Zangaro ngemota ngabomo wafa eqeda kuvota eMazowe North. Of course we cannot confirm that, but those are the allegations from the MDC, from the Citizens Coalition for Change, rather. And Honorable Scala, good evening and welcome.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Can we just be quick, because we are currently now starting the counting process here at the polling station that I am. I think I would only be able to participate for just about 3 minutes.
Thank you. We appreciate that. So how did the election go in light of what I just read out, the allegations from your party?
No, I would only just be able to talk about what I've witnessed in the area that I was observing today. I was the roving observer in our by-elections in Shtungwiza, St. Mary's and the other ones that we had by-elections. ZANU-PF behavior seems to have generated throughout the country, because even here, they've been trying to do some violent antics where they would come and jump around with each and every polling station that I was going. They mobilized 5 motor vehicles with people inside the motor vehicle. Whenever I hit the polling station, they would try to destabilize and make noise over that. But however, it was sounding funny to me because I didn't care this antics. So I think the issues of violence, you properly get the proper statistics from the spokespersons. That is either Ostalos or Mahere, because I was not following up news the whole day. But however, like what you said, the number issue, I have just also seen it being posted on our Twitter handle, and also the violence in Kwekwe and other areas. And also here in Shtungwiza, those are violent antics, they try to do them. But I did to their detriment. I don't think it let them win the hearts and souls of our people by the way how they behaved. So generally, that was the trend. Elections were not held to the best practice because ZANU-PF was trying to provoke the situation of violence, because they knew they were going to lose. And I'm sure that people here in Shtungwiza are going to punish them heavily for the violent antics that they demonstrated today against our people and also against my person.
I think we have to vavunze mvunzo tipedze right now vaskala bozo vari kumhanya
tirikuverenga. Mukoma skala zvamataura tichitaurawo nechivanhu maonawo sei idzo sarudzo dzanhasi.
Iyo nyama ngonzwa kuti zvano PF yangachiita zvinhu zvisina nepasa zvisina maturo kuda kuzama kutsidzira vanhu kuti vasavhota. Nyange kuno kushumidza kwananga ndichiongorora kuti kuri kufamba sei panyaya dzokuvhoterwa nyaya yenoise nenyaya yokuda kuonererwa kwavanhu vezvano PF kwanga kwakangozara pese pese. Chavanga vaita kuno kushumidza vainga vaita plani yokuti vanditevere nedzimotikari dzavo dzakasvika shanu. Vane vanhu vavangasvika kuma 20 kuti kana vapinda papolling station vangasvika vachipopota mupolling station imomo kuti Job Skalambe pano asi candidate asidi kumuona mumapolling station ngaabude vachiita zvisina nematoro. Bati izvozvo pakuona kwangu ndangaitofanira kuseka nokuti zvanga zvisingatovapi mavhoti zvanga zvichiva pakushorwa kukuru navagari vomuna muchitumidza kuti hakuna vanhu vane behavior yomhuka kunge yanga achiona yangaitwa nezanupf muna muchitumidza nhasi. Yava nhamburo neimwe nezvimwe tangozviwana tangozvionawo zvapostwa patwitter handle yedu paya manga mabata mutauriri wedu muzvare tsvagaima here kana kuti mukomana ostalos siziva vanga vachigona kukudza ikumbovo nokuti ndo vanga vari pacommand center yokunzwa zvinhu zvese zvakazvichitika munyika. So ndinokuencouragei kuti batai vaostalos navamaheri vari kuda kupai the general atmosphere nezvaitika zvese munyika panyaya yesarudzo muzvara nhasi.
And last question, Honorable Skala. You are raising serious allegations against Zek of irregularities, but we spoke to Zek spokesperson Jasper Mangwana. He's denying all the allegations. He's saying everything is going well. What say you?
Anorwara Jasper, nokuti anga asiri pa ground. Isisu chimwe chinhu chokutanga chananzwa muchitaura pabva pakutanga ndechekuti vanga vakaisa bhuku ranga chinyorwa vanhu pamusuo wepolling station vanga iti munhu mumwe nomumwe ngaarekodwe madetails ake wapinda achivhota anga achinyorwa zita rake foni nhamba dzake paanogara nezvimwe zvese. Vanhu vezanu pf vanga vakaisawo mabhesi zvakare padhuze nepamapolling stations paanga achiti kana wanyorwa zita rako panza mukati umu unofanira futi kuti udarike uchinyorisa zita redu pano. Saka changa chiripo ndechokuti nyaya yokunzi vanhu vave vanonyorwa mazita avo pamusuo wevoters roll pamusuo wepolling station zvanga zvichiitira vanhu zvikuru basi vanhu vokuno kumadhorobha hanzina kuona sokuti zvavaafekta zvakanyanya bati kumaruzevha ndinofunga kuti zvakodzera kweikoi guru nokuhlisira vanhu voko zvakasimba ivo vanga vachipa excuse yokuti kuzviitira covid. Zimbabwe haisiyo yoga iri kuita maelections panguva yecovid. Takaona mwezi yapera Zambia yakaita maelections hatina kumboona vanhu vachidziba savo ngavanyurwe papolling station. Vana Tanzania vakaita izvi zvanga zviri tactiki yeMPP toka navanhu vezanu pf yokuda kushidzira vanhu kuti madetails aenyu mese mavhota tamatora but handioni zvichishanda. Regerai tione kuti sarudzo dzichabuda sei.
Aiwa, tinotenda Vaskala, we know you are busy with the vote counting saga. We appreciate kutipa nguva yekupinda pachirongwa. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Maita.
Siyabonga ubaba uJob Skala mwebandla le-Triple C. Besimbuzile lapho ukuthi sikhulumele seZek ubaba uJasper Mangwana. Uthi abe-Triple C balamanga ngakho konke abakukhulumayo ngoba they are raising a litany of allegations. Bathi ukhetho kaluqhutshwa kuhle kulokuthengwa kwamavoti iZanu PF kulokwethuselwa kwabantu kanti lamhlanje i-Triple C njalo ithi kulelunga lalo elitshayiswe ngemota lilunga leZanu PF uJohn Namburo weZanu PF. Vathi utshayise uShelton Zangaro ilunga le-Triple C ngemota eMashonaland Central. UZangaro obeqeda vota eMazowe North kuward 2. Bathi bamangalile ke emapholiseni bathi umtshayise wafa eqeda vota lapho. Sibuza uSikhala wathi hayi ngaleso sehlakalo lingabuza abanye bami especially isikhulumeli sebandla uFazai Mahere kanye lo msekeli wakhe uGift Ostalwa Sisiziba sizazama ukukhulumisana labo ngalesi sehlakalo. Kanti nabe ZANU PF labo sizazama ukubathinta specifically about this incident. Sizwe ukuthi bathini please.
Tinenge tine mwe mutereri wedu wekutanga ari parunhare mukoma Langton Kagwamba. Makadi mukoma Langton?
Aiwa tin uongo tiri kunzwa ai muri kufara here?
Kufara ino muri sei
bobo tipei pfungwa dzenyu.
Ya ini sekuona kwangu ndaona kuti kunyanya mubvunzi wangu uri kuna president Chamisa kuti hakuna here dzimwe nzira dzingashandise dzokuchinja chibato chezeki ichichi chimwana chezanu PF pachishandise dzimwe nzira because ndiri kutotanga kuibika zvinototinzisa hope kana 2023 tikuona ngwe kusina future zvakaramba zvakadai vakasachinja ndiri kuitwa nezeki ndinaonere yangu.
Notenda zvikuru mukoma Langton nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And today we are talking about the by-elections, 122 council seats that are vacant and also 28 parliamentary seats that are vacant. And please send us your number on WhatsApp so that we can call you. Of course, Antunga, we are also keeping an eye on what is happening in Ukraine after the Russian invasion. President Joe Biden, U.S. President, is in Poland today. And he had a press conference just a few minutes ago where he was saying that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot stay in power anymore. And we also, there are reports that Russia bombed Lviv, which is a city in Ukraine next to the border with Poland, where President Biden was actually meeting some people from Poland, who fled, some people from Ukraine who fled to Poland. Hongu Hamad Zadiwa, tukutarisa nyaya dzesarudzo muZimbabwe, asi rimwe ziso rakatarisawo zviri kuitika kuUkraine iyo iri kurwiswa neRussia. Tanzwa mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaJoe Biden vachitivo mutungamiri weRussia vaVladimir Putin vachakwanise kuti varambe vari pachigaro. Izvi zvinoteverawo kurwiswa kwaita rimwe guta reLviv riri pamuganhu nePoland neRussia, apo vaBiden vanga vachitaura nevapoteri. Ntungamiri.
Siyabonga Blessing ukhuluma ke lapho ngokuthi besides udaba lokhetho elsewhere ku-geopolitics lapha ubaba uBiden umongameli weMelika phela namhlanje usePoland lapho akhulume khona ukuthi hayi ubaba uPutin ekakwazi ukuqhubeka ebusa eleRussia kuthiwa ngumongameli ngobudlova uBiden athi usebenzile Ukraine lapho ahlasele khona osokulempi eqalwe nguye uPutin njalo esibulele abantu abaningi kakhulu. Siphenduke ekhaya Blessing, we also have Triple C leader Nelson Chamisa. I think he voted today and he had some a brief statement. He made a brief statement. He had some few words. So let's hear what Mr. Chamisa had to say.
In council, which was done illegally, criminally, by ZANU-PF and their sidekicks. So we are excited, but we are also disappointed because if you look at the way the indelible ink is not that indelible, and we have received reports from across the whole country where we hear that ZEC has not done a perfect job. In fact, ZEC has failed to pass the different tests that were put, the integrity test, the independence test, the professionalism test, the accountability test. We have asked them numerous questions. They have not been able to account for them around the border law, around the issue of polling officers, around the issue of polling material, the printing of ballot papers, who printed, what threshold was the law respected. So we are going to take this issue seriously. This is a by-election. We're testing the capacity of ZEC, the sincerity of ZEC. What we have seen is that ZEC is not fit for purpose, and ZEC is not professional, neither is it independent. This is a matter that we have to escalate within our own national jurisdiction, but beyond, in the context of SADC and the AU, to help us help ourselves so that we don't have another disputed election. If ZEC does not amend its ways, it has to be disbanded. And that is the call we are going to make as citizens, because they have failed. They have not done what is supposed to be done. You can see the quality of the pictures, the photographs that are being used for the candidates. It's shocking. It's almost like antiquated in the 60s and in the 30s, where you have modern technology. They've obviously given blurred pictures so that they distort the images of our candidates and also the images of our brand. And that is a serious issue. Thank you.
That there is a leader of the opposition, CCC, Nelson Chamisa. Vachamisa Ntunga vanga vachita havasi kufara nemabatirwo ari kuitwa sarudzo neZimbabwe Electoral Commission, vachitiwo aiwa musarudzo dzinotevera vari kutungamira ZEC iko zvino vanofanira kunge vabviswa. Ndokuti munyika musaite sarudzo dzine mutauro.
Utenjalo inke esetshenziswayo, which should be indelible, kuti haiyapuma nje kalula nje. Ubaba Chamisa ke lapho we-CCC khuluma ngensolo yakhe phezu kwendlela iZEC eqhuba ngayo umsebenzi. Now, Blessing, we also have a video from a ZANU-PF parliamentary candidate for Highfield East. Let's watch.
No, I'm happy with the sarudzo dziri kufamba zvakanaka. Semakambinira taita taikambina murunyararo tisingakurudziri mhirizhonga. Semaleaders, tinosungirwa kunge tichikurudzira runyararo. Ukaona leader anokurudzira mhirizhonga oziva kuti asi leader wevanhu. So kunoku kune runyararo. Sarudzo dziri kufamba zvakanaka pasina mhirizhonga ende vanhu vari kubuda zvakanaka.
Imabvatira kupi uye chicha muri kutarisira mangwana tichipemberera here?
Obviously dziri kufara. Obviously kufara because vanhu vava nechivimbo nemusangano weZANU-PF. Vanhu vava nevision imwe chete na president vedu vava neconfidence na president Edi Munangagwa.
Ye lelo ke lilunga leZANU-PF elincintisa kukhetho lwamalunga ePhalamende eHighfield East. Igama lakhe ansalibambanga ke lapho, kodwa silenye njalo ividiyo yelunga leZANU-PF
anonziwa Norbert Chikumbo.
Norbert Chikumbo.
Norbert Chikumbo ZANU-PF.
Ye nguye oncintisa ke eHighfield East. Then silenye ividiyo njalo eZANU-PF umkhokheli weZANU-PF kuhlangothi lwabatsha kobulawayo ekhuluma le ntathela izindaba yethu kobulawayo lamhlanje. Silaleleni sibukele.
Especially ama polling centers as ucineni kwenkulumane constituents. Yes, into esiyasayinanzelela. So asikwazi kule bantu abacabangela ukuthi abantu laba ngabe thathwa from all the way from Ungozi Mine kumbe Mguza bezovota ngapha, ayisi bahlali kwenkulumane.
Lithini ngakho?
Khonokho vele yinto embi, into embi kakhulu, ubuqili bakhona ngabo. That's what we call rigging. He rigging. Why do I have a shallow color? Some people are rigged. Some people are just not rigged. He rigging in day. He rigging. He rigging. He rigging. Abantu bathatha kwezindawo bezovotela esigabeni abangahlali kuzo. So look, asizwanani lapho. And one of those things be investigated. Abantu bona lama addresses wona lawo alabantu abaningi abaregister ngama-address akhona kwi-investigate ukhangelise ukuthi abantu bona bahlala endaweni zonalezo yini. Nxa bengahlala endaweni zonalezo sokudingakala kahle kahle ukuthi kade bayarejista njani ngamanamba wona lawo. Kumele kucubungulwe kubone ukuthi kuya-investigate.
Ukhetho lusiyaphela likhangeleleni?
Thina singena njengeZANU-PF yakwazi, thina xa singena emjahweni yakwazi ebhoreni kule wini leluzi the draw, but kwi-election akula draw. Thina singena kwi-election sitageti win. So in this election we've got only one option, it's either we win or we win.
Ngimele umsakazo we Studio 7 ngisemkulumane constituency ngu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ye loge ngosakhulayo kuZANU PF kobulawayo uFreedom Murechu ekhuluma ke lentathelo izindaba yethu ekhala ngokuthi labo kukhona abakusolayo bathi bekulabantu abanengi abavotileyo namhlanje kobulawayo bekhanya bevela endaweni A1 bevela ndlunye. So uthi hayi bayakusola lokho kumele kuhluzisiswe kubonakala ukuthi ngempela abantu labo bahlala khonapho yini. Blessing as Nemtere. It's Nemtere Makadi, we and Diani, Watina Parunari.
Hello?
Mtere, in the APA, you? Where Murufona Murubi?
Rufona Riku, Duke South Africa. In the doctor, Panya Saruza, Rukona at last 2018. Ma civil servants. I want you to participate in the vote. I want you to 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 vote. Ma civil servants also got some teacher and my police and engaged as my elections. One fan of Tanga Vumiz of Vota, Kunjim was running over again as running to 40 Zunga vote. What my photo? I know Akawanda's guidance of the Anuska of my 40,000 or something more Akaruza, who party in the one of the Kanga with one photo, but the engaged pick is a guy not to eat 3 years and PFNS egg. You could see that's a photo. But I'm good to see in front of Pangara Ipa for next time. Mazita.
Mm-hmm. Tinotenda, blessing. I know you are having challenges hearing guests and listeners. That's a technical problem we're having here. But Anzi Nemtereri, Vanaison Gwatsu, Anza, the Triple C, Vanofando Guzea, Nyazi Sarodze, because Aziz Gufambisa Mushe, Aziz Gufambisa Raganaga Zachot. So I chose asi azinaku vota izazi ndikufuna ndiku South Africa. Okay, I want to tinda nekupinda muchirungwa chedu. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And today on Live Talk, this is a special show. We are talking about today's by-elections. And of course, earlier on, we talked to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission spokesperson, Jasper Mangwana, who said counting of votes is started at some polling stations, but unfortunately there were delays because of the rains and other logistical challenges here and there. So at those polling stations where there were challenges, they are going to extend so that people can vote. But for most of the polling stations, voting is actually counting is actually started, and we expect results to trickle in this evening, Ntunga Milinkomo. And we also want to thank those are following us on Facebook. We have Jacqueline My Wayne, thank you so much. Dingani Gubu, thank you so much. Nometa Kabunga Idze, thank you so much. Vitalis Mananga, Makanaka Ishingara, Grigori Shumbambiri, Bataku Hunzi, Oliver Matongo, Alfreda Tembo, John Kunaka is saying, would the elections have been stopped if CC had boycotted, if I may ask? So you wanted CC to give all the seats by boycotting? Interesting. Shubai Mangwende is also watching. Isa Siwuchi, Patience Beatrice Muskwe, thank you so much. Fungai Masunda, Fungai Taruba, Florence Muhabe, Tafazgwa Makore, thank you so much. Ntunga Mili, who do you have there?
Silo mlaleli, ekwengweni lapha, blessing. Mlaleli kunjani?
Yebo, ngiyaphila futhi kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Igama uthe ngubani kanje?
Igama uBongani Mbuli.
Bongani Mbuli, usixhuma ngapi Bongani?
Ngixhuma ngela eSouth Africa.
Awuvotanga bakithi?
Yebo, hayi angivotanga, kube nzima ngokuvota but kwaba ngikude kakhulu.
Yebo, kithi phose lakho ke.
Okay, mina ngitaba votile siyabonga bekhuluma ngokuvota ukuthi sizokwazi ukulungisa nathi elizwe lethu siyintsha nje sebancane nje abaphakami bevota ngisho bengabe mhlawumbe ejaradini ukuvota abantu abawu-5 ukuvota abantu abawu-10 bavotele ilungelo lodwa kuyafana ngoba phela kufana nasebholweni ethimini ma ukuthi mhlawumbe niyavota nikhetha nje ithimu eniyithandayo ningumndeni ngibona kuyafana nje asikho isidingo sokuthi ngithi ngoba bavote ijaradi eliyi-1 bewu-10 kunomshikashika kunamshikashika kuya ngokuthi bona basapota iphi ithimu.
Mhm. Ah siyazi kulokhetho lwezwe lonke olukhulu olubuyayo ngomnyaka ozayo. Ungaba wabhalisa yini ukuthi wenelise ukuvota kulolokhetho?
Angabhalisi futhi bengicaba ukuthi kodwa ngoJune nje ngiyeza nje nami mhlambe ngizobhalisa uma ukuthi kusabhalisela.
Mhm. Hayi, siyabonga Mbuli, ube losuku oluhle.
Hayi ngiyabonga kubonga mina bhuti.
Ngiyabonga. Vambuli bongani Mbuli awumtereri blessing vati bata vari ku South Africa. Hanzi haiwa tinotenda avo vagona kuvota nhasi asi ndavabvunza kuti ko imimi pane sarudzo dzenyika yese dzichaitwa gore rinouya makanyoresa here kuti munge muchiwanikwa muvhota. Muchigona kuvhotawo pasarudzo idzo hanzi aiwa handisati ndanyoresango.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa tinotenda kunavo vachangotibata makateerera kuchirongwa chenyu cheLive Talk. Muchirongwa chanhasi tiri kutaura nyaya dzesarudzo dzemaby elections. Zimbabwe Electoral Commission iri kuti iyo kuverengwa kwemavhoti munzvimbo dzakawanda kwatotanga nekudaro chero nguva tinenge takunzwa kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei sei kuma polling stations akasiyana siyana. Asi pano nepapo kumwe kuri kunzwa naya mvura kumwe kwangu ine zvimingaidzo zvishoma asi nzvimbo shoma idzi kuri kunzi iko ma polling stations achati vhurwei kwenguva yakati rebei kuti vanhu vese vakwanise kuvhota. Of course these elections are very important and tungamili we have seen the formation of the CCC after of course fights in the opposition so they obviously want to test their strength that is Mr. Nelson Chamisa and also Mr. Douglas Monzora the leader of one of the factions of the MDCT who is leading the MDC alliance in these by-elections. Of course, Madam Thokozani Kupe is not contesting this election, though she is, of course, leading another faction of the MDCT. She is backing Mr. Chamisa in these elections. And also for ZANU-PF, most of these seats are in the strongholds of the opposition party. So ahead of the 2023 elections, ZANU-PF also wants to test its strength. So there are crucial elections, Ntungamil.
Yebo, blessing. In other words, these by-elections are a barometer sisiya ku 2023. Amabandla ezombusazwe afuna ukubona ukuthi amingaphi kanye lakuzulu kuzakhanya-ke khonapho ukuthi kanti inkunzi ngubani ngoba especially kuma-opposition lapha kubo Chamisa kubo Monzora Mkomadagi as his people call him omunye uthi yimi so kuzakhanya-ke kulolu khetho ukuthi umkhokheli we-opposition oqotho onguye olabantu abanenge nguChamisa kumbe ngubaba uMonzora layo ubaba uMonzora uChamisa labe ZANU-PF bazalusebenzisa ke lolukhetho ukuthi babone ukuthi kuyiwa ke kukhetho lwezwe lonke next year babe bemingaphi bona we master also say ukuthi sizama ukukhuluma labantu beZANU-PF kodwa sesizamile abathile lapha inombolo zabo azingeni angazi ukuthi mhlawumbe njengoba sokubalwa amavoti since the ballot counting is on Mr. Zulu like ubaba uSikhala maybe labo baphatheke kunhlelo zokubala amavoti. I'm following the timeline e Twitter ega Nick Mangwana lapha. U Secretary of Information kuhulumende uthi yena ukhuluma ngesehlakalo lapha esenzakale Sunningdale. Sunningdale iri kuHarare ndini
Harare ya
ni Harare. Yeah, Saganzi in Sunningdale 2 in Sunningdale 2 some guy was apprehended by polling officers and handed over to police after he emerged after he emerged from a voting booth with his ballot paper and took a picture, which he sent off to someone else. He's being charged with contravening Section 30 of the Electoral Regulations Act of 2005. Saka, this guy is a voter. Then it's abuda ne ballot paper, zatora ma picture, zatumira sama, which means it's a spoiled ballot, isn't it? Asazi ukuthi ube kwenzelani ke lo mdlisa lapha ngokukhuluma kwababa Mangwana lapha uthi ukhona obotshiweyo eHarare eSunningdale 2 ngemva kokubana evotile laphana wasephuma ke le ballot paper wathatha ipikitsha wathumezela abangane bakhe. Asazi ukuthi bekwenzelani kumbe bekuyikumbuluza bekuyibufakazi bokuthi hayi semvotile njalo mvotele ibandla thize, asazi.
Hongu inyaya yataurwa na vamangwana patataro na mtunga kuti zeki irikuti irikuita dambudziko nevanhu vari kuti vakavota votora mapicture votumira kumadande mutande akasiyana siyana kuti vavotera papi. Zvavari kuti ivo hazvibvumidzwe pamutemo nekudaro vanhu vanofanira kuziva kuti zvinhu zvisingatarisirwe ukadaro unozvikanda mukanwa mamupere nekudaro unofanira kungovhota oendesa ballot paper rako mubox pasina kutora tora ma picture. Of course we are still waiting for the results. They will be trickling in as counting has already started in some areas, but of course like the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission said, there were some logistical problems in some areas. And from the ZEC timeline on of course on Twitter, they said earlier on voting was going on smoothly at Misha Primary School in Highfields with four polling stations. And they also talked about polling stations at Chaminuka in Chitungwiza. They were saying things were going on smoothly there. Mutondo Crossroad tent polling, that is Chivi South in Mashingo, and parts of Bulawayo Metropolitan and Mash East provinces are experiencing some rains today. That was another concern that Zeki is saying that they will be forced to extend the voting hours because of the weather. And, of course, there were some of the rainy areas with polling in Ward 9 of Mpopoma, Bulawayo, all set at the Constituents Command Center in Cholocho South. That's from Zek and Tunga Milinkomo. They are saying that so far they've not received complaints from political parties. But of course, they are saying that that is at the national level. They are saying concerns might be or might have been raised with presiding officers in different constituencies. Tunga Mil.
Yeah, blessing. And I wonder why people do what this guy was doing, you know, voting then. Walking out with their ballot papers. I mean,
I think it also it's a question of voter education. I think must continually educate people that
even political parties,
yes,
too.
And political parties, because you know this is now a spoiled paper. You're not supposed to be doing that.
Pos gana afarisa kudaro kawatokanya bato.
Yeah, unengo akangalisa.
Yeah, asazi lapho kuti ikuswelakala kolwazi kumbe ilokho esingathi euphoria ngesingisi ukuthi umuntu yabesele dlabuzane kakhulu sethabe kakhulu esezama utshengisa umuntu wonke ukuthi uvotile njalo uvotele bani. Kodwa ungavele wenze njalo uvote suphuma le ballot paper. Suthatha mapikitsha usebotshiwe omunye ngokutsho kukaNick Mangwana kanti njalo lelo ballot liyabe lingasabalwa ongangokuthi usuphoxe ibandla lakho lapho kumbe icandidate yakho kungaba yi-independent kungaba ngowezanu kungaba ngowe-MDCT kumbe kube ngowe-CCC uyabe usubulele ibandla ke lapho. We have 10 minutes remaining on the clock, but we continue trying to reach ZANU-PF officials. Ukuba nasizwe ukuthi kolwabo uhlangothi ukhetho luhambe njani. I've been following their Twitter timeline lapha placing abe ZANU-PF, ZANU-PF official. Apparently, they are not saying much on Twitter today. I'm sure they are busy kuma polling stations. Kodwa kube kuhle nje ukuthi ngelanga elinje ama communication department abonakale gijigiji mayesazisa abasekele ukuthi hayi ngapha kuhamba so, ngapha kuhamba so. Ayisikho ke okwenzakalayo ku timeline ezanu PF lamhlanje kodwa siza qhubeka sizama ukubona ukuthi siyababamba yini abezanu PF. Okwamanje sile ngcwethi lapha cubungula izombusazwe njalo isiphathamandla seBulawayo Progressive Residents Association ubaba uAmbrosa Sibindi othi ubhote ngama polling stations koBulawayo. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo baba uSibindi.
Ngiyabonga ukwemukela lami ngibingelela abalaleli ngithi salibonani.
Yes, siyabonga. Ungasitshela ukuthi koBulawayo luhambe njani ukhetho?
Well, ukhetho koBulawayo engakuthi ukuthi kuthula bekukhona asikezwa yasithola ngimbiko obudlangodlango lami ekuhambeni kwami ngibhodabhoda ngizange ngibona abantu akade kungathi kulo msindo. Kodwa engikunanzeleleyo ukuthi indawo eziningi ubufika nje uthole kungelabantu, uthole nama-polling agents bezodwa khonaphana kumbe kungena abantu 1 or 2. Kuthiwa ngikunanzelele indawo eziningi ukuthi abantu abakhade bevota kade bebalutshana kakhulu besingakhalanga besitanti ngabantu angabaningi asikatholi kwama-figures agcweleyo. Kodwa ngokubona kwami ngibona ngathi hhayi iy'namba bezingathabisi kakhulu ngoba sibula abantu bebelesikhathi esiningi bezihlale bengenzi lutho. Kutshengisa ukuthi vele i-trend leyani yokuthi sofanele abantu bafundiswe ngoba kukhanya ngathi ama-by-election isikhathi esiningi abantu abaningi abathakazeleli abahambe siyavota. Yikho engikunanzeleleyo ukuthi hhathi inamba ngabona zizaba phansi kuloku buhlungu.
And that's despite all the voter education you guys have been doing as civil society organizations.
Very true. As a civil organization, we went around for the past 2 or so months. We've been talking to the residents and talking to voters about the importance of registering to vote. And also, when this by-election came into place, we also went around educating people that it's very important that we must go and participate in these by-elections because it's important that the citizens will make decisions. And they only make a decision by going to vote. And again, we're clear with the would be voters that if you don't go and vote, you've also voted, because not going to vote, it means that those who will vote for a decision on your behalf, and in the event that you're not able with the result, you're part of the result. We normally tell people that. And it's so disappointing that despite all the efforts that were being put by civil society and the ZEC themselves to try and encourage people to go and vote, but people started not to. It's really a sad note. But in fact, it gives us more standard, but some of most strategies to make sure that at least in future we need to try and mobilize people to go and vote, because it's very important. You can't, if you don't vote, you'll find that you're also undevelopment. That's our position.
Then kunxa sesikhangela ukhetho lwezwelonke ngo-2023 next year lapha, ubona kusiba lotshintsho yini? Ubona abantu bephuma ngomdlandla besiyavota ngobunengi kumbe sizabona kusiba yilokho okwenzakale lamhla okukhulumayo kuma-by-elections?
Ngokubona kwami ngibona ngathi 2023 lanxa engxa esingeke safika sibili ku-100%, kodwa ngibona ngathi ama-harmonize elections abantu bajale ukuwathakazelela. Kungani abantu bayathakazelela? Abantu bananzela ukuthi kakule presidential vote nalana abantu abaningi bayikhangele kakhulu, so kusenza ukuthi hambe siya uvotele president labana abese votela la MPs ama councillors laba abantu bahamba ngomdlalo kodwa nxa ungathi presidential vote abantu bevotela kuphela ama councillors ama MP njalo abantu bebalitsha indawo ezinenzana nje ukuthi hayi abantu abathakazeleli kangaka kodwa ngiyakukhola na come 2023 ngibona ukuthi bazahamba bevota ngoba ananzela amarala abesenziwa khathesi especially ngapha i-ruling party ngiyayibona but even ngapha opposition amarala abantu bokugcwala nxa president ezenjamisa oyesebusihambe ndele ebantwini kuyatshengisa ukuthi come 2023 abantu bangabaningi abazahamba ngezantuyev la ibiphuka ngapha ngamarali abantu besebabaningi kutshengisa ukuthi abantu bazahamba lalamanye ama-political parties amanye la besiwabona besizamarali la ngangeyantu abaningi kodwa bekutshengisa ukuthi come 2023 ngibona ngathi abantu bazabaningi sibazahamba beqhubeka besiya emavotini kulalokho esikubone khathesi.
Mhm, ayi siyabonga babu Sibindi. Ah siyazi i okokugcina siyazi ilokuzeni ihlandla lesipili lokubhalisela ukuvota. Ah liyavulwa ngithi ngoApril ngenyanga ezayo.
Yeah, liyavulwa ngoApril.
Kuyini ongakukhuthaza abantu?
Siyakhuthaza ukuthi abantu abangahamba register kakhulu abantu abasha. Siyanaze abantu abasha ibabane bayi majority. Population eZimbabwe. Kodwa sinaziya ukuthi yibo abadondayo ukuyavota. Sinaziya ukuthi benjalo bedonda ukuyabhalisa ukuvota. Yibo futhi abantu aba-affected kakhulu ngoba i-crisis ebakhona elizweni, i-unemployment, inhlobo zonke zima emahlombe abo. So ke siyabakhuthaza ukuthi hathi bo, abantu abasha abazame ukuthi basukume ngokuningi. Babe liqiniso ukuthi umuntu okhona urejista ukuvota. Njalo siyanazela ukuthi kulezithupha le-blitz ezanikwa abantu behambele kuyizithupha la. La ekhaya isikhathi sabe singoyipress kanti abantu bazo bethatha izithuba siyabaxwayisa ukuthi ungazithatha isithuba usuka lapho ngena straight uhambe kuhambani uyerejista ukuvota ngoba kona kuqakathekile ngoba abanye abantu badunde urejista ukuvota kodwa sekuvota futhi ezawa umuntu esehawukele sefuna uyavota omunye azayixotshwa khonaphana ku-polling station ngenxa yokuthi garejistanga so ke abantu abahlale beredi ukwenzela ukuthi ngaso fanele uyevota uhambe uyevota uphelekile so siyakhuthaza kakhulu sicela abantu bancenge ukuthi hathi bo asihambeni kakhulu emathebeleleni nengozi ukuthi ngalahlekelwa ngamanye ama-constituency ngenxa yenumber zethu eziphansi so kulahle ngama-constituency kule ngozi yokuthi silahlela le-development ngoba i-constituency uyangiphambi leyane niwa abantu niwa ezibeze constituency ungalahlekelwa ngama-constituency kuzaba kuthi leyo mali soziyitholi ezibathebheleleni meaning to say won't develop ngoba umaye sisayitholi yabi incane so siyakhuthaza abantu ukuthi abahambe bayirejista ukuvota.
Mm-hmm. Hayi siyabonga baba Sibindi beukuhle ukuba lawo kuhlelo.
Siyabonga mthungameli, siyabonga abalaleli.
Siyabonga abo bangabari ba Ambrose Sibindi Blessing be Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association anzaiwa. Mm-hmm. Saruzo zafamba boazo ku Bulawayo asi panga pane vanhu vashoma vanga vachivota panga pane vota apathy. Uye vari kukurudzira vanhu kuti pachavhurwa chirongwa second phase yekunyoresera kuvota mugore rinouya vanhu ngavabude neuwandu vanonyoresa and I see we have 3 minutes remaining Blessing but on that story ye-CCC yekuthi John Namburo is ZANU-PF member intentionally hit one of our members Shelton Zangaro with his car and he died on the spot. Namburo is a well-known thug in Mashonal and Central. Our member was hit after he had cast his vote at Chawona Ward 2 in Mazowe North. We've been trying without success to get somebody from ZANU-PF and also from the police, but we promise kuti mangwana kusasa, we will try by all means to make a follow-up on that very serious issue.
You know, that's, of course, it's a, an allegation that the MDC is making, and we have to verify all facts. But, of course, unfortunately, because it was voting day, we had issues trying to reach our candidates. Mr. Komich is just writing to me on WhatsApp. He's saying network is extremely bad. We have been trying to get in touch with him. We also tried to get in touch with Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF and also Mr. Gilbert Zikiti of ZANU-PF. I guess some are observing the counting or in some cases there are network challenges, but of course it was our intention to bring all parties on board so that we can discuss. But Ntunga, I think we have come to the end of our program, and we want to thank all those listeners and viewers and everyone who participated and the stakeholders who were on our show. Signing off is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Tunga Melinkoma. Good night, Zimbabwe.